Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I'll sound like some old fogey, but, you know, when I came up, David used to say, run the bases how you would want them run for you. So, you know, hit one in the corner and, you know, try to run as hard as we can, you know, no matter what the score, where you're at in the season. So, you know, that was something that, David always really harped on. So, just glad I was safe. But I did get to the point, I don't think I could have slid. So, I just stayed on my feet. I don't think I could go down right there.
You made it in time. That's the important thing. But I got to judge by that. The knee feels pretty good?
It is feeling pretty good. Thank you for asking. I think the farther I get away from surgery, a little bit, you know, more healthy I get. And, you know, just like everybody else right now, trying to sprint through the finish line here and you know, hopefully head into a healthy offseason.
Speaking of health, what happened to you guys? Because when you were in, I think it was back in June, you guys were playing well, kind of making a move at that point, but then things fell apart and injuries played a big, big part in that.
Yeah, I think injuries did. And, you know, another one, you know, I don't think, you know, we don't have a single starting pitcher in our staff that broke camp with us right now. But another one, it was really interesting that it seemed like the nights that we hit, you know, we kind of struggled to get guys out. And the nights that we really, really pitched well, we just struggled offensively. Just one of those years that, you know, in the middle of the season where you needed to get those really important wins, we just kind of struggled. And then, as everybody knows, the season has a tendency to kind of snowball on itself. And, you know, unfortunately, we played probably really poor 4-6 stretch week of baseball and, you know, just couldn't recover from it.
But you're picking it up now, just before the Mets get in here. This is a pretty good homestand, 6 out of 7 thus far.
We've played well. We've played really well. St. Louis came in. They're in a pennant race, yep. Played well against them and took 4 from San Diego and won last night's game. Hopefully we can win a series. I'm sure that the people listening to this right now who are Mets fans aren't too excited about us trying to win a series, but we're going to try. And, you know, see if we can finish this season out the right way. And I think it would be a nice springboard into the offseason.
You got a couple, I think, 2-1 wins against St. Louis, so you got some pitching
exactly.
In there, sir.
It was one of those things we threw – really well. Pitching staff really picked us up, threw the ball really well, starters and relievers, and, you know, like you said, played well against St. Louis.
You know, I was thinking the other day, Murph, that it seems like yesterday that you were destroying the Cubs in the NLCS in 2015. This is your third team since then. You know, Washington, then over to the Cubs, and now here in Colorado.
Yeah, I know, it makes me feel old. It does feel like just yesterday, because we've got my son is, my oldest is 5 now, Noah, and he was the one walking around with, like, the broom. Somebody gave him a broom and a sweep, and, you know, we were partying at Wrigley Field. And so, yeah, it doesn't feel like that long ago. I actually just saw David a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to see him Thursday as well, too. So it doesn't feel that long ago. You know, when I look over here and see Familia and Noah and Jake as well, too, it, you know, it doesn't feel that long ago.
Do you follow the guys, you know, Jake, and trying to repeat as a Cy Young guy, and McNeil, Alonzo, what he's done this year?
Yeah, I actually was, you know, I rehabbed with Dom and McNeil.
Okay.
And then so I followed them, and I always followed Jake and Noah, played with Wilson. So yeah, I mean I keep one eye on the Metropolitans for sure.
I know you keep tabs on a lot of things. I know that. You happy here?
I am enjoying it. The organization's been great to me and my family. Good group of guys. You know, as is obvious, we haven't played the way we wanted to. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to sign a 2-year deal and hopefully can have a good offseason and, you know, we can play some better baseball next year.
Murph, always great to see you. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Eddie.